You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is The Bromances, the third in the Belladonna University series. For those of you who are following on with the Kickstarter, we finished that up this weekend. It was very successful. We are delighted with how much support we got. We ended up at 24,000 and something, which was well over our original goal. We're going to get to make a fantastic book, which people get to see in about a year's time, because that's how long it takes to make books. But yes, so thank you to those of you who supported, and I hope those of you who are now kicking yourself that you didn't will come along and check it out when it's released as a real book in the future. Okay, so back to Mandrake Sands again. This is a very short episode this week. I would apologise for that, but I'm not sorry. I'm very tired. And also, it's just a short chapter. The Bromances, Episode 7. May makes a list. You are gazing into the mirror of Mime, who is high on caffeine and indie music. Camping is still the worst. So day one of Winterfest, Saturday, by the numbers. Mugs of enchanted porridge consumed, 4. Cups of coffee or chocolate purchased from a food truck, 6. It would have been 2, but the barista kind of looks like Edward Scissorhands, and I kept going back to see if I could get him to smile. Number of smiles encouraged out of the Edward Scissorhands barista, 0.5. It's a work in progress. Favourite band spotted, 12 if you include partial spottings, such as Callie from the Misers, in line for coffee, and Benedict from Charmed Life making the long trek from, well, to the nicotine-friendly zone, which, by all accounts, is so far from the main camping grounds, it's practically in Brisbane. So sad for smokers. Favourite performance. Okay, I was technically supposed to be looking for a missing camping buddy, who turned out to be totes not missing. Hooray! But I managed to catch half of Something Wicked Said, and it was off the charts good. Their cover of Halo was surprising, but worked really well, and I loved both songs from their new album, Ancient Alchemy. The new drummer is Soup's Hot, BT Dubs. Conversations about the Bromances. About 47. I'll admit it, I lost count. But I'm making so many awesome new friends just by asking people what their weirdest, most batshit strange predictions are for the finale. You'll have some very vivid imaginations. Camping dramas, at least 7. Mostly caused by some unexpected guests turning up at our site and, well, making their presence known in all kinds of fun ways. I'm staying out of it. My lips are sealed. Progress on getting past the Wi-Fi free zone to score access to a certain TV episode, 0 for now. But watch this space. Favours traded in the hopes that one of them will develop into a definite lead on solving the Bromance's dilemma? So many! So many favours. But it'll all come good in the end. Right? I told you it was short. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. If you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. This month, that will include an exclusive Fake Geek Girl prequel story, only available in print to Patreon subscribers. So just be aware of that one. You can support for as little as $1 a month. Though for the exclusive stories, it has to be $2 a month. I'm sorry, but I do have to eat. So thank you for listening. I promise a proper full-length chapter next week. See you then. Bye.